Tom. Hello, Diane.
Good morning, Ray. How are you?
Not bad, love. What's happening?
I'm just ringing about the Jetstar lady.
The mother,
I have to disagree with you. I wouldn't like to be sitting opposite her while she's doing that.
Why not?
Well, I just feel she could have done it before she got on the plane or got off the plane.
What about if she's got a crying baby that needs to be fed and wants fresh express milk so that she can give the baby that? I mean, really? You're offended by it? A woman?
Yeah, I just don't think. I mean, they've given her a whole row of seats for a start. I mean, she's only paid for one.
Geez, you sound like a narc, Diane.
No.
Well, you do.
Really.
You sound like a complete narc. I mean, why would you bring that up? They've done that for the convenience of the other passengers, I'd imagine, not her.
Yeah, but, I mean, didn't say the baby was crying at all or anything like that.
Well, if it hadn't have been fed, maybe it would have cried, Diane.
No. So you don't mind going to a restaurant or sitting on a plane and looking at a woman breastfeeding and that while you...
I try not to look. I try to be discreet. But if the young lady's showing some dignity and she's feeding her own child, I don't have a problem with it. And I think you're old Mark. Goodbye. 131873 is the open line number. You're barred. What a whinging old whining woman. Dear, oh dear. I mean, she got a whole seat to herself. I mean, they put her there so she wouldn't offend people like you. God, strike me pink.